This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starting today, it's going to be harder for retirees to take out loans against the equity of their homes. New rules are taking effect that limit the size of these reverse mortgage loans that many rely on as an additional source of income. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Reverse mortgages help seniors stay in their homes. Adolfo Marzol is a senior advisor at HUD.
Particularly for seniors that I would just say in short, maybe house rich but cash poor.
Good goal, but here are some problems. In recent years, often the amount of money owed on the loan was more than the value of the house. Another thing, borrowers were struggling to pay taxes and insurance, so they defaulted. The federal government has been picking up the very expensive tab. To staunch the bleeding, homeowners can now borrow about 58% of the value of their home, down from 64%. The AARP's Laura Chawinski calls the change a trade-off.
We want people to have options as they age. At the same time, you have to balance the availability with the stability overall.
Chawinski expects fewer homeowners to seek reverse mortgages going forward. None of the changes impact the 650,000 homeowners who currently have one of these loans. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.